Report, U.S., Iran reach ceasefire extension deal pending Trump's final approval. By Joshua Klein on May 28, 2026. U.S. and Iranian negotiators have reportedly reached a tentative agreement to extend the fragile ceasefire between the two countries by 60 days and launch negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program, though President Donald Trump has not yet signed off on the deal. White House officials confirmed Thursday that negotiators had agreed to a proposed memorandum of understanding following earlier reporting by Axios, which cited two U.S. officials and a regional source involved in the mediation efforts. According to U.S. officials cited in the reports, the proposed framework would extend the ceasefire reached in April while opening a 60-day negotiating window focused on Iran's nuclear program, including the fate of Tehran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium and future enrichment activities. A U.S. official quoted by Axios said Trump informed mediators he wanted a couple of days to think about it before making a final decision. The proposed agreement would also reopen the Strait of Hormuz to unrestricted commercial shipping, prohibit tolls or harassment of vessels transiting the strategic waterway, and require Iran to remove mines from the strait within 30 days, according to U.S. officials familiar with the negotiations. In exchange, the United States would gradually lift its naval blockade on Iranian ports as commercial traffic resumes and discuss sanctions relief and the release of frozen Iranian funds during negotiations. Officials further said the memorandum would include an Iranian commitment not to pursue a nuclear weapon, though key disputes surrounding Tehran's uranium stockpile and long-term enrichment capabilities would still need to be resolved during ongoing talks. The tentative diplomatic breakthrough emerged even as tensions in and around the Strait of Hormuz continued to flare over the past 48 hours. U.S. Central Command accused Iran on Thursday of committing an egregious ceasefire violation after Kuwaiti forces intercepted missiles and drones fired toward Kuwait following U.S. military strikes targeting Iranian drone and missile infrastructure near Bandar Abbas. The U.S. military said American forces shot down multiple Iranian attack drones threatening vessels near the Strait of Hormuz and struck an Iranian ground control site preparing to launch another drone, describing the operations as measured and purely defensive. Iran, meanwhile, accused the United States of violating the ceasefire and warned of further retaliation if strikes continue. Following the Axios report, the Jerusalem Post cited sources familiar with the negotiations as saying approvals from both Trump and Iran's senior leadership, including current Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei, still remain pending before any final agreement can move forward. The Times of Israel similarly reported that diplomats involved in the mediation efforts described both sides as appearing close to an understanding while cautioning that final approvals had not yet been secured. Trump said during a cabinet meeting Wednesday that Iran very much wants a deal, but stressed the administration was still not satisfied with the current state of negotiations. "We're not satisfied with it, but we will be," Trump said. "We will be either that, or we'll have to just finish the job." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.